AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. 1 month after Russia's invasion, Ukraine's president appealed to NATO today for tanks, planes, and other weapons. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is boosting ground forces in Eastern Europe and making other adjustments.
In the air, we will deploy more jets and strengthen our integrated air and missile defense. At sea, we will have carrier strike groups, submarines, and significant numbers of combat ships on a persistent basis.
The Western allies have pledged new sanctions against Russia and more humanitarian aid, but their offers are short of the robust military assistance Zelensky is requesting. After more than 30 hours of hearings, the Senate is on track to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson as the first black woman on the Supreme Court, but it appears unlikely she'll get much Republican support. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson or a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
The Arizona legislature has passed a bill that would ban abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
The Arizona House voted along party lines to approve the bill. It now goes to Republican Governor Doug Ducey, an abortion opponent who has signed every anti-abortion bill that has reached his desk since he took office in 2015. The bill contains no exceptions for rape or incest or for a medical emergency. However, it would not overrule a state law that has been in place for more than 100 years that would ban abortion outright if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Arizona House also passed a bill to prohibit gender reassignment surgery for minors and ban transgender athletes from playing on girls' sports teams. This is AP News. Americans are spending more at the gas pump, the grocery store, and other places. But our Rita Foley reports help may be on the way.
If you were the average family, you had to spend $3,500 more last year to buy the same amount of goods and services that you got in previous years. But now, your governor or lawmakers in your state might come to the rescue. Many are considering a simple solution. Send you money. Maine's governor wants to send most residents $850. Minnesota's governor is proposing income tax rebate checks of $1,000 per couple. California's governor wants to give out fuel debit cards of up to $800 to use at the gas pump. All of those governors are Democrats. Critics, including many Republican lawmakers, say the money won't go very far. Instead, they want permanent tax cuts. I'm Rita Foley.
Oil prices fell today, benchmark U.S. crude settling at $112.34 a barrel. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.